Hello and welcome to Beauty Inside Out. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, nutritionist, wellness expert, and author. This is our very special Thursday Q&A segment where I love to hear what you guys are thinking and I answer your questions every single week. So here we go with this week's questions.
Hey, beauties. I hope you're enjoying this last week of November. We're in full holiday mode. We have our amazing community manager, Caitlin, here with us today. Hey, Kay.
Hey, guys. So great to be back on this week's show with you.
I know. I hope you're enjoying this busy, bustling, joyful, crazy, stressful time of year.
I really am. You know, I'm enjoying it. My life's in a different place than it was last year. And yes. I'm just trying to enjoy every moment and went to the city and, you know, see the Christmas lights and just make it about family and try to keep it as stress-free as possible, but just look at all the little blessings. So it's been really nice. I hope everybody's enjoying it, finding some part of the holiday they can connect with.
You know, it's true, Kay. Like sometimes, you know, New Year, we look back at the last year, but this is an interesting time to look back. And I think about myself a year ago, and I definitely think that I felt more stressed out as a mom if, like, Bubby didn't nap long enough or, you know, like, oh, am I doing everything right? Because he napped on me for so long and he couldn't nap in his crib. Like, there's all these things. And now I realize, you know, as a new mom still, first child, everything ultimately pretty much is going to be okay. Like, you've got to figure out the nap, like, go with the flow. So I do feel, wow, like, even the last year, I've just relaxed a lot more around that. And there's so many exciting things in our community. So, yeah, what a great time to look back and, you know, continue with the gratitude feelings of Thanksgiving and I think we have some great questions today for you beauties. So I love that we're connected and we can keep these conversations going. So I'm grateful for that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, me too. And I always feel like there's an abundance of questions or just different takes on things. And, you know, we just take this little bit of time together to talk about it. So hopefully we answer your question today, guys. We have four lovely ladies that we have some questions from. And the first one's from Andrea, and she's from Perth in Western Australia. And her question is, how do you define feeling constipated? And is it still useful for me to take Detoxy when I'm not usually constipated?
Ooh, great question, Andrea. So I will say two things. First of all, constipated is, you know, we all have different bathroom schedules. Some people go several times a day. Some people have one more sort of complete bowel movement evacuation in the morning. It really depends on the body. So constipation can mean, you know, specifically different things for different people. But, you know, we say it feels like there's something more in there or there's some strain or you don't feel like you've completely gone to the bathroom. And that's something that, you know, can be chronic or may crop up only sometimes when you travel or when you eat certain foods or whatever. So that's one thing. And, you know, almost everyone experiences some constipation from time to time, and Detoxy is really helpful for that and just for keeping things on track. If you're not constipated and you go to the bathroom really well, Detoxy is still really beneficial to take. And here's why. It's basically nascent oxygen paired with magnesium. And oxygen is healing in and of itself. Oxygen flushes waste out of your system. Oxygen has a rejuvenative effect on all your cells. You know, you've heard of oxygen facials. You know, so just imagine on the inside of your body when we're increasing that healing oxygen to be able to nurture our cells from the inside. I find that it has an anti-aging effect. So for me, even though I am barring travel, but back at home, I am pretty regular, you know, very regular with my bathroom schedule now. I wasn't for years and I had to really get that in check. But for me, I still take Detoxy at least 3 times a week for that overall rejuvenative anti-aging reason. And that's one of the ways I like to, you know, just feel my best, have lots of energy. And of course, we all want our skin to look great long term. So for me, those are some of the reasons that I like to take it, you know, a little bit. Also preventatively, like, you know, preventing accelerated aging and things like that. So I think it heals on many levels. So for that reason, I do take it. And I do recommend taking it even if you're not constipated.
Mm. No, that's great. And we have a great blog from a few years back about, you know, bathroom scheduling and different things with being constipated. So we can link to that as well on today's blog if you guys are interested in the topic or just curious. Or if you don't know too much about detoxy, you know, you can check more about that as well on the website.
Perfect. Thank you, Kay.
Great. Well, this next one I'm really excited about because we're going to be relaunching our 30-day roadmap for healthy weight loss in January, which is coming up really soon if you guys missed out on the last time we did it. So Stacy from Reno says, I recently completed your 30-day roadmap for healthy weight loss, and I feel great and have lost over 10 pounds, but I don't always feel motivated with all the temptation around me. What are your suggestions to stay motivated?
So first of all, Stacey, I'm so glad you did the roadmap. It's a fantastic way to implement deep changes in your body. That's a really great amount of time to nurture your gut, start to create long-term great habits. And listen, temptation is something that we all have to deal with, and we all... you know, it's something that's part of life. And so I'm happy you asked this question so we can talk through it. First of all, I'll say that one of the things is to start removing temptation where you can. And what I mean by that is, let's just say that on social media, you're following people that are always posting about their baked goods or their cookies. And so you're constantly seeing images that maybe you don't necessarily need to, or the cupcakes. Those are things that you can remove from your life, right? Like, we just consciously choose what images are coming at us, and we filter. It's so important. Filter, keep things that are positive, keep things that uplift you, but really unfollow, like remove things that are not. And I'm a really big advocate for that. Also around your workspace, around your family, you can do your best to sort of communicate and say, oh, you know, please don't bring treats over, or, you know, is it possible for you to keep this out of sight for me, because I don't really want to have cupcakes on the counter, or these, my favorite chips. Can you just, you know, if you buy them, keep them in the drawer, you know, whatever it is, to sort of control the environment as much as possible, just making it as easy as possible for you. As I mentioned, another way to sort of filter. Another thing is just to really, you know, relish that feeling of losing 10 pounds, being on the roadmap, like feeling great in your clothes, feeling great in your body, having great energy, and really tap into that feeling. And then when you have different temptations, when things come up, try and remind yourself of those feelings of how amazing you feel being in your, you know, in your empowered space of, you know, of how you're feeling right now, having recently completed the roadmap. Because the experiential feeling of feeling great, I think, is always so powerful, and we just need to feel that and remind ourselves that. You know, sometimes I don't feel like doing my yoga practice, or I'm tired, I just want to, like, skip it. I remember how good I feel when I'm done, and I feel really open, and I feel good in my body, and I just sometimes need that little bit of motivation to get on my mat and start doing it, and then I go in the flow, get past that feeling, and order the salad and the soup or the healthier option, and sort of get back in the flow. You get past that little tipping point, I think, is where the critical part is. I love being with being strong against temptation. I think sleep is really important when we're worn down, when we feel exhausted, especially around the time of year, we are more susceptible to temptation. We're trying to shift our mood in different ways. We're trying to deal with stress. So I would also say to make sure that you're sleeping really well, doing your evening ritual, trying to get as much rest, as much sleep as possible, so you feel really strong in your body. And this is how all the radical beauty pillars really start to tie together. And that's really, really important. And along those lines, getting out in nature, getting some fresh air, going for a hike, going for a walk. I know it may be chilly where you live, but getting outside and reconnecting again with the fresh air, with the sunlight, just being outside is really great. Because sometimes we're trying to shift our mood. We're inside all day. So you can at least have a little nip of something and feel really great. Or if you really love You know, crunchy foods, keeping crunchy veggies and hummus so you have something to crunch away on. So at least you can satisfy that craving to an extent without going all the way through to something that would be really bloating or, you know, set you back a little bit. And I have, you know, again, there's more information about this in Beauty Detox Power if you're interested, Stacey, but I hope some of these thoughts and ideas help. And we have lots of blogs, Kay, about sleep and about some of the suggestions I mentioned too, which we could link to, which would be great. Thank you.
Totally. Yeah. And like, especially this time of year, heading up to the new year, when a lot of people, you know, take a new initiative to try some new things or get motivated to where they weren't able to before. I think it's great to have these tools and prepare. And there's unlimited resources on the blogs from the videos. We have Facebook Lives, the podcast. Obviously, we mentioned our 30-day roadmap program here, and if you're not sure or you haven't heard about it, you can go to KimberlySnyder.com/roadmap, and there's a page there where you can sign up to get more information on when we're going to be re-releasing it and all of the great assets that come along with it to help you on your journey here, especially heading into the new year.
Okay, amazing. Thank you so much, Kay, for linking to all that.
Yeah, of course. Just want to make sure everybody knows. We know there's so many, you know, messages that come out, and make sure you have this valuable information. So with that, beauties, we're going to let Kimberly take a short break, and then we'll be back to answer the last two questions of today's show.
What's the best way to practice yoga at home? I highly recommend the step-by-step sequences and guides that are part of my DVD course. It's filled with beautifully shot videos, guides, guided meditations, and so much more that you won't ever wonder what to do or how to get the most from your daily practice. Find out more at shop.kimberlysnyder.com.
Okay, beauties, we're back from our break, and we have two more questions for you guys.
Great. The next question is from Cheryl, and she's from Lincoln, Nebraska. And her question is, when I sit down to eat, I tend to get so hungry that I inhale my food very quickly and end up overeating. Do you have any tips on how to slow down when I'm eating my meals?
Cheryl, great question, and lots of love to you out there in Nebraska, which is a state I actually haven't been to, but I hope to get you one day for sure. I love to get to all the states actually one day, okay?
Yeah.
But I'll say, Cheryl, like, this is something I relate to, and I know it's hard sometimes in some days, but I will say try to eat before you get to that point of starvation. And, of course, like, you know, work, meetings, travel, children stuff, like, sometimes it's not always possible.
Right.
But if you can try and eat 20 minutes before you get to that point where you're just going to inhale everything in sight, I think that's really helpful. First of all, just try to schedule your, you know, things a little bit so you don't get to that point of desperation, which is really tough. Second of all, I'll say it's a really good idea to always start with that fibrous salad, which forces you to chew and get into that rhythm of chewing really well, and to slow down. If you go right into a heavier meal and just something that's a little bit mushy, something that you don't have to chew as much, you could inhale and eat a lot more than you think or you intend to. So start with that crunchy salad, chew, get into that mode of chewing. And I'll also say it's a great idea to turn off the TV, put away books, magazines, and to really focus on eating, put away the internet. When we actually focus on eating, we actually slow down because we're paying attention and we're not eating mindlessly and reading at the same time or doing something else.
Right.
So I think that can also help.
Mm. Yeah, that's true, where it's a lot of times nowadays, best practices fall by the wayside when we're so busy. Like, I'll be sitting working and I'll be eating and then I'll be like, wait, did I even eat? So it's just those helpful reminders. Or the other day I was so hungry. I was like, oh, I just like started like, I would like eat anything. And I'm like, oh, cookies. Like, I'm just so hungry. And I'm like, because you get to that point of starvation. So I think those are really important points for everybody, especially with the holidays, you know, still in full swing here. There's tends to be a lot of food around that we may not want to eat. So,
True.
Awesome. All right. So with that, we're going to head into Tiffany's question. And she's from Tampa, Florida, a place near and dear to me and Kim.
Love Tampa.
Yeah. And so her question is, I was told to avoid raw food if you have candida. Is this true?
So Tiffany, great question. Candida is something that, you know, we talk about a lot in the community. I had it, Kay had it. We have some great articles and blogs about this, resources for you on Candida. I will say that, you know, raw food is a really broad category. Within raw food, there's raw nuts, there's raw seeds and veggies and fruit. So I think that's not how I would put it exactly. I will say that you want to avoid processed foods, foods with gluten, foods with sugar. So in this particular time frame, it's a good idea to avoid even sweet fruit. When I had Candida, I avoided it for about a year, and then I got rebalanced and started having a lot more fruit. So, you know, you can just have, we have a Candida GGF smoothie, which is fantastic. I still think some raw foods are important to get minerals, to get vitamins, to get enzymes. So you don't want to not have any raw food, but you can avoid, as I mentioned, sugar, gluten, processed foods, refined foods, sodas, things like that. So you could have the smoothie and just add more lemon juice, which makes it taste really fresh, and just have greens. You could have salads. You know, you just want to watch those ingredients, but I do think mixing with cooked food is important. Now, when you have Candida, your digestion is compromised. So as we were speaking of earlier with our digestive trio, which I'm really passionate about, I do recommend absolutely must have the SBO probiotics that we offer at KimberlySnyder.com. They are very helpful, specifically with Candida. Must do. And then also the detoxy in the evening is also good to flush out because we don't have a, you know, we're compromised with Candida, and also the digestive enzymes are helpful. So taking these things, avoiding sugar, but keeping some of the raw veggies as well as, you know, some raw seeds and nuts and other raw foods is important still.
And Candida is such a large topic, and we have a bunch of different blogs with, you know, research and resource information. So if you are struggling with that, if you go to today's blog, there'll be some links that you can check out, or if you just go on KimberlySnyder.com and search Candida, the articles will come up as well for you. And with that, the show just flew by, actually. I didn't even realize that's our last question. Before we let you go today, Kim, would you have an inspirational thought to share with us?
Yes, I do, Kay.
Awesome.
And here it is, everyone. Don't be afraid to let others really see you. Nothing is more beautiful than authenticity. I think, you know, I was so lucky, Kay. I got to go to the Bruce Springsteen show on Broadway a couple weeks ago when I was in New York, and it was really fantastic. And one of the things that Bruce said, which is something that we talk about in different ways here, is he says, you know, we have to take off the many, many, many masks that we wear. I really think deep down, Bruce Springsteen is a yogi. Some of the things he talks about, some of the ways he phrases things.
Right.
But it's true. I think we wear a lot of different masks, and that could be, you know, different filters, trying to look a certain way only on social media, only posing a certain way, or only, you know, presenting ourselves in a certain way because that's how we think we'll be more accepted or more liked or look cooler, whatever it is.
Right.
And this took me a long time. It's a long journey to just relax and be like, I am who I am, and relax into that. You know, it's a journey, and I totally get it. And sometimes we don't know who we are. You know, it's kind of like, how do I know when I'm hungry? And I think, again, the most powerful way to do that is to really have that still time, have that meditation time. We talk about it so much, but it's so powerful. Nothing replaces that reconnection with source, with self, with, you know, whatever you want to say that it is. And I also think watching The Voice is also important, Kay. If you notice, you change your voice around certain situations or certain people. If your voice goes high, or you put on a baby voice, or different kinds of voices, when we settle into ourselves, we notice that our voice stays a natural tone all of the time. And the more relaxed we are in ourselves, the more we maintain that same voice. So through meditation, you can start to pay attention and just be aware if your voice changes and it goes in different ways, and you just relaxing. Again, guys, there's nothing more beautiful, there's nothing more powerful than that. So I think that, yeah, I think it's really key. And I love you guys to think about it, meditate on it this weekend.
Yeah, no, that's a great checkpoint, you know, the little tips and information to share with everybody. And if you guys are inspired from today's show and listening in, we'd love to get more questions from you. You can go to KimberlySnyder.com/AskKimberly, and that's where I'll review the questions and hopefully we'll answer them on an upcoming show.
Amazing, Kay. Well, thank you so much for gathering the questions. Thank you so much, beauties, for tuning in, sending you guys so much love and support. Remember, if you need more resources, you need more recipe ideas, we've got lots for you on KimberlySnyder.com. And enjoy this magical time of the year. We will be back here on Monday with an interview and another segment with Tony and I. Until then, sending you guys so much love.